Leslie Headland is best known as a playwright and for her work on the cult FX series Terriers. Her debut as a screenwriter and film director is the dark comedy Bachelorette, in which three unmarried women, played by Kirsten Dunst, Isla Fisher, and Lizzie Kaplan, confront their demons at the wedding of a high school friend. The film also features Adam Scott, Kaplan's co-star from the short-lived Starz cable series Party Down. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Long before Bridesmaids convinced studio executives that a raunchy, female-centric comedy could find a huge audience, Leslie Headland was busy adapting her play Bachelorette into a movie. So this isn't a copycat rom-com, but the themes do overlap. Each film turns on a female rivalry. In Bridesmaids, it's between Kristen Wiig's maid of honor and the bride's rich friend, played by Rose Byrne. In Bachelorette, the rivalry is more complicated, more ugly. It's between the three 30-ish unmarried central characters and the bride. Her name is Becky. She's played by Rebel Wilson, and she's fat. In high school, everyone, including her so-called friends, called her pig face behind her back. As the movie opens, one of those friends, Reagan, played by Kirsten Dunst, is building up Becky's self-esteem when Becky drops the bombshell. Her wealthy boyfriend, who until now hasn't even told his friends he's dating her, has proposed, and she wants Reagan to organize the wedding. Which is fine, says Reagan, great, except she's thunderstruck. Pigface wasn't supposed to get married first. Already you can tell that Bachelorette is not about, quote, nice girls, the way Bridesmaids was, and the prevailing emotions are anger, resentment, self-hatred, and a compulsion to drink too heavily and take massive amounts of drugs. Isla Fisher's Katie is an out-and-out cokehead and alcoholic, and Lizzie Kaplan's Jenna is almost as unhinged at the thought of meeting up with the high school love, played by Adam Scott, she thinks ruined her life. All they can think about when they're reunited with Becky before the wedding is getting bombed at the bachelorette party.
You guys are all here at my wedding. Me. Isn't it just crazy? Did Regan tell you guys just how excited I am?
Yeah. You're the first bee face to get married.
Oh. Oh.
I'm gonna cry.
No, don't cry, because then I will cry too.
Like when we all watched Princess Di's funeral together, remember that?
Too soon. That was like 15 years ago, pal.
That was like 4 years ago.
It was 15 years ago, Katie.
It was 5 years ago. I think I know when Lady Diana died.
Did Regan explain to you about the party tonight?
Yeah, I was just trying to tell them that...
Yeah, well, okay, it's a little last minute, but we are having champagne and ice cream in our suite after the rehearsal dinner.
Great. And then we're going to, like, party, right? Like,
Yeah, it's just that a lot of the bridesmaids came from out of town, so I just had to keep it really low-key. And besides, I'm not a big partier anymore. Not like some people.
What follows isn't fun debauchery, as in The Hangover and its ilk, or the scene in Bridesmaids when Wiig gets adorably stoned on a plane. When Bachelorette's three central characters get blotto, something monstrous takes over. The word pigface is inevitably hurled. Then, two of the gal pals decide to snap a photo of themselves sharing Becky's tent of a wedding gown, which doesn't fully survive the experience. The hell night that follows takes the trio all over the city, to a bridal shop, a strip club to locate the men in the bachelor party, and their old high school. Headland's tone is all over the place, lingering on the women's humiliation, and then steering them into fairy tale rom-com pair-ups. But I think the wobbly tone doesn't hurt material this feverish. And this is, despite a long, hard look into the sadness of these women's lives, a comedy. It's also a showcase for its three leads. Bachelorette features yet another superb performance from Dunst, whose booze-reddened face gets slack with self-disgust as Reagan contemplates the cumulative effect of years of trying to make herself attractive to men, including James Marsden as the latest man to fancy her. Isla Fisher can be exuberantly nutty without making Katie's drug abuse remotely attractive. And this could be a breakout movie for the saucer-eyed Lizzie Kaplan, who moodily stews as Jenna's poise collapses into grief. Bachelorette won't give Bridesmaids a run for its money at the box office. It's too abrasive. But I loved its headlong pace and all the dark emotions it dredges up. I enjoyed it less than Bridesmaids, but I respected myself more in the morning.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Yo-Wei Shaw is doing our online media. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.